Title: China issues new regulation on outbound investment. Content: On June 1, 2026, China's State Council issued the regulation on outbound investment, the regulation, which will take effect on July 1, 2026. This is China's first State Council administrative regulation dedicated specifically to outbound investment. This article provides a brief overview of the regulation's key provisions and their practical implications for companies and individuals. 1. Regulatory framework. Higher level and more integrated before the regulation, China's outbound investment regime was mainly based on separate rules administered by the National Development and Reform Commission, NDRC, the Ministry of Commerce, MOFCOM, and the State Administration of Foreign Exchange, SAFE, covering project approvals and filings, overseas investment filings and certificate administration, foreign exchange registration, and outbound remittances. The regulation does not replace these existing rules. Rather, as a State Council administrative regulation, which ranks above rules issued by central government ministries and commissions in China's legal hierarchy, it provides a higher-level framework for the existing regime. The regulation also authorizes the NDRC and MOFCOM, together with other relevant authorities, to identify encouraged, restricted, and prohibited outbound investments. The scope and implementation of these categories will depend on subsequent policies and implementing measures. More importantly, the regulation connects outbound investment approval and filing requirements with other regulatory regimes. Previously, the relevant regimes applied alongside one another, but no single higher-level instrument expressly coordinated their application. The regulation clarifies that where outbound investment involves foreign exchange, imports and exports, cross-border services, data flows, personnel mobility, merger control, export control, cybersecurity, tax, or state-owned asset supervision, the applicable PRC laws and regulations continue to apply. Outbound investment compliance therefore needs to be assessed within a broader PRC regulatory framework, rather than solely through the NDRC, MOFCOM, and SAFE regulatory processes. 2. Scope of coverage, broader reach and greater focus on substance under the previous framework. Outbound investment regulation primarily focused on PRC enterprises and other organizations establishing overseas entities or acquiring interests in overseas enterprises or projects, together with the related approval, filing, foreign exchange registration, and fund remittance procedures. The regulation adopts a broader definition of outbound investment. It covers activities through which PRC investors directly or indirectly obtain ownership, control, management rights, or other related interests in overseas enterprises or assets, whether through contributions of assets or other interests or through the provision of financing or guarantees. The regulation also expands the scope of regulated investors. In addition to PRC enterprises and other organizations, it expressly includes resident individuals. This change may be particularly relevant to founder-led offshore structures and employee shareholding arrangements. However, the regulation does not establish a generally available outbound investment channel for resident individuals, and its practical effect will depend on implementing rules that have yet to be issued. The regulations express references to indirect investment and the provision of financing or guarantees merit particular attention. In structures involving offshore SPVs, funds, trusts, or holding companies, transactions may occur entirely offshore while the underlying assets, technologies, data, ownership structure, or control arrangements remain connected to China. Similarly, financing, guarantees, or other credit support provided by a PRC entity may fall within the regulatory framework where such support enables the entity or its affiliates to obtain interests in overseas enterprises or assets. Regulatory scrutiny may therefore look beyond the immediate transaction parties, place of incorporation and transaction form, and focus instead on beneficial ownership, changes in control, funding arrangements, and the underlying assets or technologies. 3. Export control and data compliance. Technology, services, and data transfers. The regulation does not create a new export control regime. Existing outbound investment.